Hey, this is Carlos. Welcome back for another edition of The Dating Advice Guru. That's me. That's the dude. I'm the dude. That's me. I'm not the dude from The Big Lebowski, but hey, I'm pretty close. Hey, today we're talking about 9 simple rules for a committed relationship. You want that commitment, don't you? I mean, after all, falling in love, that's easy. Staying in love, now that takes a little effort, a little time, a little energy. Now, if that scares you a bit, that it takes that time, effort, and energy, that's fine. If you didn't look at a relationship as being something of a challenge, a little bit intimidating, you might take it for granted. And, you know, most people do. They think, well, once you fall in love, you should just keep falling. It'll just fall into a relationship. It'll be like rolling downhill. You'll forever be in love. You never have to put any work into it. Well, you do. I'm afraid so. And that's the big disillusionment that I think a lot of us resist for a long, long time. It's so easy to fall for somebody. Don't you think the relationship should be just as easy? You shouldn't have to work at that, because you didn't have to work to get lusty and jump in the sack with him, did you? Well, if you want to get a man to commit to you, you got to know what the rules are for him. Your rules are important, but for you to get the commitment from him that you want, that you desire, you got to know what he feels and what he needs to feel from you first, because he won't give it all to you until he knows he's also going to get what he needs. Yeah, I'm sorry to say that love is not an unconditional situation. You see, very often I find that the women I coach had no idea that men are watching for signals to tell him if you're loving, if you're loyal, if you're giving, or if you're needy, or if you're selfish, or if you're only looking for a relationship to complete you. So I want to explain some of a man's rules for commitment so that you know how to forge a relationship that will stand the test of time. Now let's start with rule number 1 for a committed relationship. Love isn't unconditional, but try anyway. Now, I already said this, but I got to kind of explain a little bit more. The truth is that there really is no such thing as unconditional love. It's not that we're all selfish in love, but we do all start out that way. If you were in a relationship that didn't meet your needs, how long would it be before you found someone else? Probably not very long, okay? You can't do it. If love was unconditional, everybody in these relationships that were one-sided would be all happy, but we don't work that way. The truth is that a relationship has to give as good as it gets, okay? So don't worry. It's not a big downer. It's not ruining the romance or the mystery or the magic of a relationship. It's just the truth. We're at our best giving when we give without the need for a return, though, okay? If you can only say, I love you, if you think you're going to hear it back, well, you're not really saying I love you. You're really saying, please tell me how you feel about me so I can lay my fears to rest, right? Sometimes we start out giving, but we realize we are actually just hiding a desire to get. Have you ever seen a poor merchant haggling and bartering with a poor customer? You know, where they're just not doing so well? It's emotional and painful to witness. The scarcity you see between them hurts. But when it's a prosperous merchant and a prosperous customer, it all flows with the spirit of generosity and abundance. So whatever your motivations, watch for this in your relationship. It's okay to get, but giving just to manipulate those needs isn't good. And then, if you see that your giving isn't respected or appreciated in kind, find a guy who will do that for you, okay? Rule number 2, have sex every time you possibly can. Now, this is one of those rules. Well, first of all, it's not just because it's coming from a guy here. I'm not just trying to program all women to give sex out randomly. I am actually saying this because it fits a very specific part of a relationship. This is one of those rules you have to take on faith until you can realize the benefits. And it's a pretty good and, well, let's just face it, it's fun rule to try out. For men, making love is a connection activity as much as it is a physical release. Okay, a lot of women think that men are just having sex to get off. We're not. See, men fall more in love with women the more that they have a healthy, open sexual relationship with. And when you over-satisfy his needs, you're going to see his commitment level increasing through the roof with you. It's the kind of generosity and the kind of investment that you put into your relationship that will pay you dividends with men. And you'll see him reciprocating far more for your pleasure as well. You'd be surprised to see how much of your ambient goodwill in a relationship is actually based on having a good sex life. Men will be more generous and more caring, more giving, the more they feel that connection alive and thriving, okay? And of course, you feel it too. Rule number three, communicate all the time. Go out of your way. This is one of those rules that you still have to exercise some common sense with. Of course, I'm not saying to communicate every single thought you have with him, but you should try to open up and share how you feel whenever you can, especially when you're feeling something good in the relationship. Men need to know when they're doing right by you because we almost never hear when we are. We never hear about it from women. So talk to him about your feelings without making him feel responsible for your feelings or that he's being flooded with your feelings, okay? And if you can share yourself and express without making him feel obligated to reciprocate, you'll see that he will start to open up for you more and more over time. It's, again, it's like an investment that yields its returns in the future. Like most good investments will reward patience. Rule number four, stay cool and loving in arguments. Now, I usually take note of arguments that I see between men and women because it gives you an idea of the dynamic between those two people and their relationship. Because you see a lot in the way that people argue and the way they handle contentious or difficult situations. One thing that I see far too often is when emotions store up over time. It's like a teapot on the stove and it's heating up and then all at once, it comes out in a burst of screaming steam or an ugly whirlwind of what we call expression. Now, I'll talk more about stockpiling in the coming rules, but keep in mind that your time during disagreements, is a basic indication of how loving the relationship is. If you let yourself become even slightly verbally abusive, you're going to find it's not going to go very well. All right, and it's also going to set up a very bad dynamic between you and him. Now, this also means that you should never argue in public. When you have a heated emotional conversation in public, it simply won't be good because of the environment you're in and the pressure you're going to feel, whether you realize it or not, from being witnessed by other people. It just won't work. Okay, and let me give you another success secret. Use touch to keep arguments calm and loving. If you can put your hand on his arm or reassure him just with a very strategically placed touch, it will do wonders for keeping his emotional state lower and calming him. Men become very anxious during arguments because we simply don't handle emotional conversations as well as women do. And of course, women also have their side of it. Sometimes you will lose your emotional control or you may not feel like you can handle the emotions that are coming up in you during the conversation and it can get out of hand. So use touch to keep things calm and level set it. And also learn to forgive him without holding a grudge. This is huge. Let it go. As hard as it might be, forgiveness is one of the qualities of love that will make the most difference in your relationship. Now, rule number five, be willing to say what needs to be said. Women often avoid confrontation. Do you avoid confrontation? Part of a female socialization is that you experience contentiousness or being difficult as being frowned upon as what? Bitchy behavior, right? Your girlfriends taught you that. In girl circles and girl socialization, it's a negative thing to act with that kind of masculine quality. Very often, it's punished within the behaviors of the group. Go along to get along is often the mode within women's social circles. Now, over time, this lessens, but it's a large part of female groups. You might think to yourself, no, Carlos, we're women. We just get along better. And that's true, you do. But look at the pressures you feel within female-to-female interactions. They are different than you might realize. There is an expectation, an unspoken expectation in there, and it steers the way you handle it. To be disagreeable is not a positive thing within a female conversation. And this is doubly true in relationships where a woman's default behavior will not only want to go along to get along, but you'll also be hypersensitive to avoiding conflict that might push him away. A man's behavior in a relationship is a function of the boundaries. When men have no hard and fast boundaries with consequences or for breaking them, we tend to lose respect for our partner and the relationship itself. Getting to do anything he wants is a sign of danger in a relationship, and you don't want to leave that open for a guy. Men will push their boundaries until they realize they can get away with anything. And then he will possibly act on that realization that he can get away with anything. While what? He'll be losing respect for you in the process. And yet the dilemma is that if you don't know when and how to push back on him every so often, his respect will go out the window, which is why I show women how to communicate with men in a firm yet loving way that makes them love you even more for showing your backbone. Always, always express your feelings with respect, though. If you can't treat your partner with respect because he won't, or you can't seem to find it in you, well, it's probably time to move on. Respect is a fundamental ingredient for love and a committed relationship, and especially at the start. It has to start at the start, which is why I want you to make him respect you right from the start, so you can respect him as the man who meets your every need. Rule number 6, be his best friend. Yeah, it's probably the most repeated cliche in relationships, but it's really true that you need to be working on your relationship and your friendship with him as much as the romance, all right? Friendship is really important. And in order to make that relationship work, you have to strip away all the pretense that many relationships have in them. Stuff like too much pretending to be what he wants to win him over, or out of fear maybe that he'll leave you. Too much pretending to go along with him, especially when you build up resentments and contempt because of it. Too much pretending that he's meeting your needs if he's not meeting those needs. And this means you should always stand up and support him. And this also means never ever belittle or attempt to humble him in private or in public. So when I'm saying be his best friend, that means, yeah, you got to support him in situations you might not feel like you need to. Because when women belittle men in public or in front of other people or trying to knock him down a peg, this is the same thing, yeah, as wanting to knock him down a notch or two. I've heard that language used with women. That's dangerous. Never intentionally, and I mean never intentionally, try to make your partner feel bad or look bad, especially in front of others. It causes irreparable damage to your relationship in ways that, again, you might never be able to repair that, never be able to fix it. If you can't respect him enough to justify this kind of treatment, if you don't feel like you can respect him enough to be able to treat him that way, well, you should leave him. Really, give him to some other woman to deal with. He's obviously, if he's not a respectable guy, I don't know why you're with him. You might be guilty of trying to change him to suit your wants instead of finding a good candidate at the start. Rule number 7, the last one, work past your insecurities. Look, it's going to happen. You might find yourself crushing a bit on some other guy while you're in a relationship. It's natural, and it's nothing you should ever consider unfaithful or deceptive or strange. It just happens. When you get into a relationship with somebody, it doesn't turn your feelings off for other people. It just doesn't work that way. When you're in the most loving of relationships, other people will come along that may pull your attention from time to time. It's simply the nature of things. It's the nature of feelings. Love is strong enough to be shared in many ways. It doesn't mean either or both of you are going to be unfaithful. It does mean that you have to get a hold of your insecurities. But it does mean that you have to get a hold of your insecurities. Because he will very often see other women that appeal to him as well. He may flirt, but in most situations, he probably won't jeopardize a trusting, loving relationship for a fling. And this is something that most men find very threatening. However, it's hardwired into a woman's nervous system to be on alert for potential threats to your relationship, right? Those evil, wicked bitches out there that are looking to steal your man. If you're feeling insecure more often than not in your relationship, that's a problem sign that you need to have addressed. Start by asking yourself, why? Why do you feel insecure? And then drill down deep into the why of it. Are you insecure about the attention he gets from other women? Are you insecure that you don't know what his feelings are for you? Where do these feelings come from? Your childhood? Previous patterns of betrayal in your life? If it's a pattern that is repeated consistently, you should take steps to understand it, because otherwise it will completely form the template of all your relationships. Rule number 8. Oh, wait, there's more. Spend a lot of time doing nothing with him. Guys have an interesting behavior that many women don't understand, but here it is anyway. Men are more devoted, more loyal, more invested in relationships where they spend a lot of relaxed time with their girl. It has to do with how men bond. You see, we men form stronger connections by being around a person, yet doing very little. Even watching TV with that person can count for this. Okay, so if you're looking to clock the hours in, just doing nothing is really important to a guy. Women focus on interactive time and meaningful time and let's do stuff together time because that lets her test the bond of the relationship with reactions from him giving her feedback, right? So you interact with him, you get a little feedback, it tells you how good the relationship is, and that feels good. But guys need lots and lots of empty time with you that makes him feel comfortable and safe with you. Unfortunately, many women find that kind of time rather threatening. It's weird time because you don't know what's going on sometimes. He's quiet and you're quiet and is he mad at you? Why isn't he talking to you? What are you thinking? Sorry, I couldn't resist because that's what comes up, right? You want to say, what are you thinking? And it's a cliche, but men hate that question. We really do. Because most of the time, we're not thinking anything. And as the infamous, I forget what his name is, Al Bundy on the Married with Children show said, when he was asked, Al, what are you thinking? Peg, if I wanted you to know, I'd been saying it and not thinking it. Rule number 9, compliment the shit out of him. Women use compliments as social currency, right? When a woman pays a compliment, did you catch that? Pays a compliment, it's money, right? It's assumed that she will probably get a compliment back, even if the compliments aren't always truthful. It's simply how women interact, both in groups and one-on-one. Men go through life receiving very few compliments. Guys are so often hungry for compliments that he can't find it in himself to give them out. And it's a shame that we can be in such an appreciation deficit, but that's what men learn to live with. And as I always tell you, if you can't sincerely compliment him, why are you with him? So, if you want to cement your relationship and make his commitment unbreakable, here are a few things to compliment him on. Compliment him in a way that shows you believe in him and support him. Say something like, I love how driven you are. Of course you got that new job. You're hardworking, smart, and everyone knows it. I'm so proud of you. Okay? Great ways to compliment him. Compliment him on his appearance. We hardly ever hear a woman telling us how we look. Compliment him in a way that acknowledges his efforts to please you and make you happy. It's probably one of the most important ways that a man wants to get complimented. Compliment his character to show him you respect and recognize him. For being a man, for being a good man, if that. Compliment him in a way that shows you trust him. Compliment the positive impact that he's had on you. Okay? This is huge, ladies. Listen up. Listen up. You got to do it. The fastest way to get to commitment with a guy is to make him feel welcome and safe in your relationship. And appreciation is the key. And I've just created a video explaining the complete formula for commitment. I call it complete commitment. Go on over to my site, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And not only will I give you more great stuff on how to get committed, I'm going to tell you what makes a man commit in a relationship and why he pulls away. Why does he just walk away from a relationship that he should be giving his all to and giving all of his love to? Go on over to datingadviceguru.com. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo with what else? Dating Advice Guru / Commitment. Okay, it's not much of a ditty or a jingle, but it'll get me by. I'll be seeing you next time. This is Carlos. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.